Order members, mitras, and friends. Well, the first thing I want to do this evening is just to thank people for this celebration. I want to thank especially those who've organized it so beautifully, so efficiently, and so punctually. And of course, I want to thank all of you for attending. And I also want to take this opportunity of thanking all of those who've sent me, who've given me presents on the occasion of my birthday, cards, presents, all sorts of gifts and offerings which have come not just from people gathered here, but also from quite a number of different parts of the world, and for all of which I am deeply grateful and appreciative. Now, I'm not going to say very much this evening. I might even say that for once I find myself rather at a loss for words, which is a rather unusual experience for me, in view of all the millions of words that are on tape and now on disc. But the first thing that strikes me, the first reflection, as it were, that I have, is that it seems quite unbelievable, seems quite incredible that I'm now 75. The time seems to have gone so quickly. Looking back, it's as though the 75 years of my existence have passed just like a dream, the sort of dream that you sort of look back on just as you wake up in the morning. So it does seem very, very strange, even incredible, that now I can look back on 75 years of life. And it also seems quite incredible that our new Buddhist movement, the FWBO, has been in existence for more than 30 years. I can remember in the very early days, say when we'd been in existence 2 years, we used to say to ourselves, we've been in existence now for 2 whole years. And now, of course, it's 32 whole years and perhaps a little more. And it also seems quite incredible in a way that today I'm publicly handing on the last of my formal responsibilities. For quite a few years, I was president of all FWBO centres, all that then existed. I handed on that particular responsibility some years ago. I also conducted all the ordinations, both the private ones and the public ones. But of course, I've handed on that responsibility too. I handed that responsibility on a few years ago. But today, tonight, I'm handing on the headship of the order. Now, I know that there's been quite a bit of speculation about this, quite a bit of discussion. Who is going to be that favoured person? Some people were rather dreading that they might be landed with the responsibility. But I have, of course, been thinking about this for quite a while. In fact, only yesterday someone handed me a confidential file and I was looking into it, and it contained material that I dictated about 11 or 12 years ago, just before I had my operation in Norwich. And I'd dictated to an order member some sort of last instructions about the order just in case I didn't survive. And yesterday I just happened to look through this material and was a bit surprised to find how I got it all more or less worked out in some detail, even at that time. So this goes to show I've been reflecting on this particular matter, the handing on of the last remaining responsibility, for some time, and that I've been reflecting on it along more or less the same lines. And one of the things I decided quite early on was that I wasn't going to hand on the responsibility for being the head of the order to any one person, whoever talented, whoever gifted, whoever capable. I thought it would be almost unkind to hand on the quite heavy responsibility of being head of the Western Buddhist Order just to one person. So, if it's not going to be handed on to one person, well, to whom, or even to what, is it going to be handed on? So, just not to keep you in suspense any longer, the responsibility I'm handing on to the College of Public Preceptors.